We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
We're going to start with some more coronavirus news from the entertainment world. Many on Broadway, including Lin-Manuel Miranda, are mourning the loss of legendary playwright Terrence McNally. He won 5 Tonys, wrote nearly 40 plays and 10 musicals, and he has died from the coronavirus at the age of 81. Ooh. Not only was he 81, but also he had been battling cancer since the 90s and had had parts of his lungs removed. A big influence on those in the Broadway community. He was also one of the founding members of Broadway Cares, which has really stepped up during this time since Broadway has been shut down due to the coronavirus. Singer Jackson Brown has tested positive for the coronavirus after doing a charity show in New York City March 12th. He said, "Now I wish I hadn't gone." He said he wished that he hadn't gone to New York to do this benefit because he was kind of questioning whether he should go or not. He did, and now he's tested positive.
Mm.
And Greta Thunberg, the climate activist who's 17 years old, believes she had a mild case of coronavirus that she got during a European trip recently, but she's already over it. She was not tested, and she said this about Sweden. In Sweden, you can't test yourself unless you're in need of emergent medical treatment. If you're sick, you're told to stay at home and isolate yourself, which is great advice for a lot of people here right now, because unless you're having really serious symptoms, there's still a shortage of tests in our area. So stay home and save those tests for some people who are really going to need it.
Can somebody make a note that once Jackson Brown is in the clear, there's a joke I'd like to make, but I don't want to do that until he comes out on the other
okay.
side of this?
Will do. Will do. Okay.
Can you give us a hint of what it might be?
It's fairly easy. It's low-hanging fruit. Anyone could come up with it. But let's just wait.
Okay. And
I mean, come on. Never mind.
What? I'm trying to think
anybody?
Does it have to do with running on empty?
No, I went that direction first. That seemed not a
Jackson
great joke
Brown
to make.
Songs. Let's see.
Come
Somebody's
on.
Baby.
Jackson Brown at the doctor.
Doctor My Eyes.
Doctor My Eyes.
Oh.
Just write
it
down, guys. It's gonna really knock your socks off when the time comes.
And Lance mentioned earlier this morning, Prince Charles has tested positive for the coronavirus. He had mild symptoms, but remains in good health. The Duchess of Cornwall also was tested, but does not have the virus. Okay, let's talk about some happy news. Kevin Hart and his wife are expecting their second child, so that's good. If you didn't see Bad Boys for Life in the movie theaters, it's getting an early digital release next Tuesday. Some not so great news. There are more movies that have been pushed back. Release dates for Wonder Woman 1984, the new Scooby-Doo movie, and Lin-Manuel's Broadway musical hitting the big screen In the Heights also pushed back.
How far? What are we looking at for Wonder Woman 1984? Corona suppressed a lot of things, but now feminism, I just... it's too much.
Well, let's go there then, because Gal Gadot got some criticism for this Imagine song that she did, because everyone's like, okay, all you wealthy celebrities singing about Imagine, and I don't know. So John Mayer yesterday saw this.
Yeah, so the original video, she got a bunch of celebrities to team up, and they traded lines on the song Imagine. And
by John Lennon.
But they were singing in different keys, and they were all, it wasn't great. And I will say that at the time when we played it on air, I didn't say anything, because it was, you know, their hearts were in the right place.
Right.
Their hearts were in the right place.
Enough people have come out and been like, hey guys, we can all admit this is pretty bad, right?
Yeah. So John Mayer went online yesterday and said, he misunderstood, and when Gal Gadot asked him to contribute, he actually sang lines from Ariana Grande's hit song, Imagine, and then he spliced his singing in with the other celebrities.
They actually asked me to be a part of this, and I totally misunderstood the assignment and thought they wanted me to sing Imagine by Ariana Grande. They were nice enough to send over a cut. Take a look.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
No hell below us.
Me with no makeup, you in a bathtub, bubbles and bubbly. Ooh.
I heard about it, but that was my first time hearing it.
Oh, it's
incredible.
It's great. And then it keeps going. Like, you hear a few more celebrities, and then he does another line. It's so great. And finally, yesterday, we totally missed this anniversary, the 15th anniversary of the U.S. version of The Office debuting on NBC. There's a new book out called The Office, The Untold Story of the Greatest Sitcom of the 2000s. We, of course, know that it was kind of on the bubble. That first season, it didn't really do a whole lot. The ratings weren't great.
Well, in fact, Sarah sent me a screenshot of the Post-Dispatch from 15 years ago, and they even panned it, said it wasn't a good show.
Everyone was comparing it to the BBC version, which was so critically acclaimed, and it like, going back and watching it, Steve Carell was very uncomfortable and not very likable as the boss. Mm-hmm. But I watched it, but I remember them saying, like, this might be canceled. Then that summer, he went and made 40-Year-Old Virgin, and that was such a huge success. Then season two of The Office just took off. But in this book, they say that he didn't really want to leave The Office after season seven. But someone was doing an interview with him about his contract, and he said, like, kind of off the cuff, that season seven would be his last because his contract was up. And then no one from NBC made an effort to convince him to stay.
Really?
So he moved on. Like, they never said, we really, really, really need you for this. Another fun fact from that book, instead of James Spader, originally they wanted James Gandolfini for that role of the boss who comes in and takes over after Michael Scott. Can you imagine James Gandolfini? It would have been way better. Mm-hmm. James Spader was so creepy.
Yeah.
That's kind of when the show lost me.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, do you go to Office fan conventions?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Because you love The Office more than anyone I've ever met. Julie Tristan filled in for you last week and remarkably brought up The Office like four times. I was like, this is crazy.
You don't love The Office?
I do. I'm a fan. It's an incredible how much we talk about it. It's great, but like, we get in there.
But like, one of the most streamed... It was one of the top three most streamed shows on Netflix.
It's a fantastic show. You have a passion about it that I've not seen in other people, and I respect it.
Okay.
I'm just saying, there's conventions. They go on once a quarter, and I might buy you a pass.
I mean, if Jenna Fischer and Ellie Kemper wanted me to be one of their best friends, I would not say no.
That's actually not how these conventions work, but.
Oh, your forecast brought to you by Ashley Holmes.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Okay, we have to start with Oprah sending Stedman to live in their guest house. This is hilarious. So apparently, in Oprah's household, Stedman was not taking the coronavirus seriously. He was away on business until last Thursday. And when he came home, he thought he was just going to walk in and hang and, like, quarantine with Oprah. And she said, heck no.
Stedman is at the guest house because Stedman did not arrive from Chicago until Thursday. So Stedman's like, what's the procedure for coming home? The procedure is, you ain't coming and sleeping in my bed. We're taking it very seriously. You know, my friends say, oh, isn't Stedman upset? Oh, no, he's not. He really is. He's happy to make me safe.
Oh, yeah. Of course he's happy to make Oprah safe.
Yeah, I know that story is interesting, but Stedman asked the procedure for coming home every time he comes home.
Regardless. He does.
What's the procedure for leaving the house? Coming home. All right.
By the way, I'm just assuming that Oprah's guest house is, like, more beautiful and extravagant than our regular houses, right?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, come on. Canceled because of the coronavirus. It looks like Camila Cabello's tour, her world tour, is the latest to be canceled. And totally bummed. Yesterday I said Dua Lipa is pushing up her album release by a week. It comes out this Friday now. She said since she wasn't going to be doing all the rounds promoting her album, she might as well release it early. I said Lady Gaga should do the same thing. Instead, she's pushing back the release of Chromatica. She also revealed that she had a surprise performance at Coachella in the works.
Mm.
Super.
So did I, though. Everybody can say that.
Yeah, right. That coronavirus
song. True or falsetto was actually going to be debuted.
Really?
Coachella, yeah.
You said that we had the first, we had the world premiere.
Radio world premiere. Festival world premiere was Coachella.
Got it.
Yeah.
Cardi B's coronavirus song, her just talking about coronavirus and a DJ mixing it into a song. It's now a top 40 hit because we have nothing better to do.
Wow.
Fender, if you're at home sitting around, you want to pick up a new hobby, they are offering 3 months of free guitar lessons to the first 100,000 people who sign up. Go to Fender Guitars.
Does that
website.
Apply to ukulele?
No. but I do have a guitar at home, and I have signed up for free guitar lessons.
Jen, you got to pick a lane. If there's one thing I've learned from the success of t-shirtproblems.com, it is stay focused.
Yeah, I'm focusing on string instruments.
Well, yeah, it's a little broad.
Well, all right, Arnold Schwarzenegger, former governor of California, he knows how to handle a disaster. He's already set up a fund that's delivering grocery gift cards and food to families in need. And he's also set up a GoFundMe campaign for first responders.
That's right. It's my apology for Jingle All the Way. I know it's a little late, but better late than never.
He's made far worse movies than Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, right.
That's in the top 20% of his movies. Are you kidding me?
There's a lot of extra cash to go around, Tim, okay?
Not only did he set up the campaign, Frontline Responders Fund, but he's already donated $1 million to it. Wow. It'll provide doctors and hospital staff with critical supplies like masks and gloves. He said, I never believed in sitting on the couch and complaining about how bad things are. I always believe we should do our part to make things better. He donated $1 million, and it's already up to $3.3 million raised.
That's right. I also bought some t-shirts at t-shirtproblems.com.
Yes. Really? Arnold's in on this, too?
I'm just here to help, Jen.
He's got an ownership.
You do follow that account, though, Arnold. That's great. I thought it was just a rumor.
It's not a rumor.
Wow. You just gave it to him.
I'll be back, Jen.
Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard, they own a few residential buildings in L.A., and they said for the month of April, waiving their tenants' rent because they know a lot of people aren't working and it's difficult to pay the rent.
They were also going to be at Coachella, so it's...
Ryan Reynolds, of course,
Coachella was going to be free this year, too.
Ryan Reynolds Aviation Gin. If you need to do a little bit more drinking at home, he's donating 30% of the online proceeds to out-of-work bartenders, and he's doing that through May 1st.
Nice.
Yeah. And Shawn Mendes has donated $175,000 to the Sick Kids Foundation for coronavirus preparedness. We talked earlier this morning about how Prince Charles has tested positive for coronavirus. The Duchess of Cornwall has also been tested but does not have it. They are remaining in Scotland, self-isolating at home. And at the 640 Schmig, we played you John Mayer's Imagine. He was asked to be part of the Celebrity Imagine video, but he thought it was Ariana Grande's Imagine. And so that mashup is really hilarious. You can check it out online in our podcast.
In terms of the Duchess not having it, am I the only one who, when you hear about these couples, somebody gets it and someone else doesn't? It's also our way of figuring out like who's hooking up and who's not. Like Tom and Rita
yeah.
both got it. Maybe the Duchess and Charles aren't...
Yes. Yes.
Spending that much time together.
He did have mild symptoms, though, so maybe they caught it early. I don't know. But yeah, I know what you're saying.
Quit sticking up for them. They're not making out, is what I'm
saying. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online.
Y98, it is The Wake Up with Jen and Tim, Kevin and Lance, and it's celebrity birthday time. This guy you know from a lot of things. You might know him as Joe on AMC's Halt and Catch Fire. He's also in the Hobbit movies as Legolas's father. But I know him best as the villain Ronan the Accuser in Guardians of the Galaxy. How old is Lee Pace?
They call me terrorist, radical, zealot. Because I obey the ancient laws of my people, the Kree, and punish those who do not.
I hope somebody was flipping channels right as that quote started.
Oh, wasn't he in Pushing Daisies?
He's in Pushing Daisies as well.
Oh, okay,
yes.
That's where I know him.
Jen revealing she just looked him up.
I didn't look at his age. I wanted to see a picture.
I'm going to go 45.
Okay.
How old is Matthew Broderick's wife and star of Sex and the City?
SJP.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
I need these for the Witta luncheon. Now, heels are almost high enough to put me face to face with Natasha. Do you think they make the right statement?
Well, what statement do you want them to make?
I am beautiful and powerful, and I don't care that you're only 25 and married my ex.
Oh, yeah. She 52?
57.
56.
What? 55.
What?
SJP.
SJP.
Still
yeah.
got it.
Yeah, she does.
She just got married here recently, and she was on Smash. Plus, she was an American Idol contestant.
Catherine McPhee. Man, I thought she was going to be way bigger, singing career than she had.
Catherine McPhee and her husband David Foster have been doing daily concerts along with a bunch of other artists, but it's they've got a wide catalog, those two.
Oh yeah.
There's a wide age difference.
Yeah. I think she's still in her 20s. David Foster's like 60 something, right? I think that Catherine McPhee is 28.
35.
32.
36.
Whoa.
And finally, how old is Sir Elton John? Hold me close, I'm time to dance. Count the headlights
on the highway. Hmm.
feels on that song?
74.
73.
73 is correct.
Yeah.
There you go. Those are your celebrity birthdays for today. Happy birthday if you, too, are celebrating one. And Lance has your final look at 198 traffic this morning.
Doing a lot better. Westbound 70 as you make...
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.